January 14th, 2025. Being happy just to be alive is a profound sentiment that resonates deeply with many people. It's a recognition of the simple yet profound gift of existence, a reminder to appreciate the present moment and the beauty that life offers. Bill, who lived through his turbulent years from 1963 to 1974, understood this well. His life was shaped by the era's intense debates about war and peace. He saw firsthand how people's beliefs could drive them to seek peace or engage in conflict. Despite the chaos, Bill's class, known as the Doves, remained steadfast in their commitment to peace, embodying the hope that humanity could rise above its baser instinct. The artist formerly known as Prince captured a similar sentiment in his song, When Doves Cry, which speaks to the pain and longing that often accompany human relationships. As we turn 62 in 2025, many of us find ourselves reflecting on the past and the changes we've witnessed. Some people express their gratitude for simply being alive, while others marvel at the great changes that have occurred. However, change often brings challenges, and it's important to acknowledge both the positive and negative aspects of our experiences. As Paul Simon sang, a good day ain't got no rain. A bad day is when I think of things that might have been, reminding us to focus on the present and appreciate the good days. Ultimately, being happy just to be alive is about finding joy in the everyday moments and recognizing the value of our existence. It's about appreciating the beauty of a sunrise, the warmth of a loved one's smile, and the simple pleasures that make life worth living. By embracing this mindset, we can navigate the challenges and changes that life brings with a sense of gratitude and resilience. Whether we're reflecting on the past or looking forward to the future, the key is to cherish the present, find happiness in the fact that we are here, alive, and able to experience all that life has to offer.